Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Someone said these words, and I agreed 100%. God can only anoint you to do the impossible up to the capacity of your belief. Now, I know all of us want to do the impossible. How many of you know, like my wife started teaching a while ago, that your goods are in a place called impossible? Because if it wasn't in an impossible place, everyone would be walking in it. But God said you've got to fight the good fight of faith. He said, I always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. He said, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. There are attacks that come, there are things that try to stop you, and you have to go through some stuff. But depending on how you know and who you know and what you're operating like, it determines how long you're going to stay in the problem. And so God can only anoint you to do the impossible. You all want to do the impossible. Who wants to do what Jesus did? Is it possible? He said, all things are possible to who? To them that believe. Is that not a fact? Alrighty. So He can only anoint you to do the impossible up to the capacity of your belief. Now, I'm totally off my notes at this point, but this morning I started reading my Bible. It's still got the small, tiny print. And I've written all over that thing so much. And it's kind of hard to read it in my new office that I got because the light's not as good in there, etc., etc. But I said, I want to read something. And I took the Bible and I opened it. And I started to read where Jesus was talking. And He was in His own hometown. The old hometown looks the same. Remember? Tom Jones. But Jesus... Jesus was in His own hometown and He went into the synagogue on their Sabbath, which happens to be a Friday, correct? He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and He began to teach. I was wondering, how come He taught over there? Did they invite Him? Did they ask Him to get up and teach or did He just stand up and teach? I mean, those days you had to be kind of get an invite and get the scrolls given to you, what they wanted you to teach, etc. But Jesus stood up to teach. And He started teaching, and at the end of His teaching, the people said, who is this man that speaks such powerful language and has all this authority to do these signs and wonders? Now I'm wondering to myself, okay, if He's talking to them and teaching them, how do they know about signs, miracles, and wonders? Because He's standing there teaching. It doesn't say He did any miracles. He couldn't do any, excepting small ones, right? So how do they know that he was doing these miracle signs and wonders? Did they know him from outside? Had they been following him? Had they been listening? How did they know? And if they knew that he was doing miracle signs and wonders, why couldn't they believe for themselves? Or did Jesus actually happen to say, you know, I healed so-and-so. God's power came through and so-and-so got healed. What happened there? But we know Jesus said most of the time when he healed someone, he said, don't tell anyone about this. Just be on your merry way and give God glory. So I'm sitting there trying to work out what's going on here. What happened? And the guys were starting to reason among themselves and say, who is this that can speak such powerful words and talk or show or do signs, miracle signs and wonders? Who is this? Is this not Jesus of Nazareth, whose mother is Mary and his father is Joseph? Now, I don't know if Joseph was still around, but at this stage, Jesus was in the synagogue. He was obviously 30 years of age plus, because he did his ministry for 3 years. And he was crucified at the age of 33. So he must have been 30 years. I don't know where Joseph was. But they said, is his mother not Mary? Is he not a carpenter, or the carpenter's son of Joseph? And his brothers Joseph and James and the other one is here. And his sisters are here as well. We know this man. We know this man. And they were offended. Offended at him. Offended at him. Wow, just a touch of volume for me, please. He was offended. They were offended at Jesus because we know this guy. How dare he be something else than what we are? How can he take this on himself? What they did not understand and what they did not learn at that point was about the anointing. Burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God is the anointing of God. And I'm going to show you scripture for that in a minute. But they couldn't believe. They could not believe. And Jesus marveled at their unbelief. It said he marveled at their unbelief. I sometimes marvel at some people's unbelief when you try to tell them about Jesus to get saved. And, oh, I don't need a crutch. I marvel at that unbelief. You know? And Jesus marveled at their unbelief, and he could do no mighty miracles. He could do no mighty miracles. Didn't say he wouldn't do any mighty miracles. He said he could not do any mighty miracles. Can I limit God and stop him acting in my life? You want to bet? Oh, yeah, you can. How? By unbelief. Remember, unbelief is a blessing thief. They couldn't enter into the promised land, the Israelites, for one word. Unbelief. Three syllable, one word. Unbelief. Couldn't get in. They couldn't be healed. He could do no mighty miracle signs and wonders. That's why Jesus said, I pray that your faith doesn't fail you and your belief stays intact. Because if it doesn't, you got a problem. They couldn't believe. They ended up with a problem. They couldn't get healed. Save, he healed one or two from maybe a cold. The great God of heaven and earth could do no mighty works because of unbelief. Do I have anything to do with my life? Oh, you better believe you do. My healing comes through faith. My salvation comes through faith. My prosperity comes through faith. Amen. Listen, let me just say something to you right now. God is not a healer because you got healed. God is a healer even if you never get healed. God is not a savior because you got saved. God is a savior if you never got saved. This is not a debate. Amen. It's not open to a discussion. If God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or not, if you believe it, you can operate in it. If you don't believe it, you're not going to operate in it. It's just that simple. So we've got to take stock of our own selves. We've got to look at our own self. We've got to measure the temperature of our faith and belief. Amen. And you can grow in faith and you can grow in belief. And that's what we teach in this church. How to live by faith and what to do to operate in faith. Now go with me to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Verse 8, I'm reading from the Voice Translation. He says, the eternal one, God says, my intentions are not always yours, or my ways are not your ways, and I do not go about things as you do. My thoughts and my ways are above and beyond you, just as heaven is far from your reach here on earth. For as rain and snow can't go back once they've fallen, but soak into the ground and nourish the plants that grow, providing seed to the farmer and bread for the hungry. That's where 2 Corinthians comes in. Verse 11, so it is when I declare something, God speaking, so it is when I declare something, my word will go out and not return to me empty. But it will do what I wanted. It will accomplish what I determined. The Message translation says, they will complete the assignment I gave them. See, you got to get your words on assignment. If you want healing, send it out on a healing assignment. How do I do that? By the stripes on his back, I am healed. And I command the spirit of infirmity, get out of my body, get out of my life. I break your authority, and the power comes from God. You sent your words on an assignment. You do the same with prosperity. You do the same with healing. You do the same with relationships. You do the same. Amen. You send it out on assignments. The Passion Translation says, it fulfills the mission I sent it out to accomplish. When God speaks, he doesn't wonder is going to happen. He knows it's going to happen. When he said, light be, you think he stood around twiddling his thumbs. I wonder if it's going to come. No, when he spoke it, it happened. Is that correct? Elijah, remember when he sent his servant, Gehazi, whatever his name was, up the mountain in the middle of a drought, 3-year drought, go up the mountain and see if there's a cloud. Because God's told me rain is coming now. I've commanded it. Because he actually commanded there be a drought, and there was a drought. Then he commanded for the rain to come. Right? After he defeated the prophets and all that kind of stuff, the false prophets of Baal. And so he sends a guy up, and the guy goes up, he comes back, and he says, no, there's no cloud. Okay, probably was wrong. Well, let's just give it up. Let's take a stroll through the tulips. No. He said, go back. Go again. Up the mountain. Yep, up the mountain. And he went. And he came back. No, nothing. And listen, Elijah, people that trust and believe God's word, don't give up because of someone else. You don't give up because someone else didn't get healed from it. You don't give up because someone else didn't prosper from it. You don't give up for any other reason, but the fact is you stay faithful to God and trust him. And so he sends him up. A third time comes back. A fourth time he comes back. A fifth time he comes back. A sixth time he comes back. Seventh time he comes back. He says, you know what? I'm sure he was panting. So he says, I see a cloud, but it's only the size of a fist. Those words, think about those words. When Jesus had the 5,000 people there, and they'd been there 3 days. Now they're hungry. His disciples said, these guys are starving. We can't send them away. They're going to fall down on the road. We need to feed them. So Jesus says, you feed them. What? What? So he says, what have you got? So one of them come back to Jesus and say, there's a little kid, yeah, but he's only got 3 loaves and 5 fishes. What good is that amongst so many? Right? It's only a small fist. Never despise small beginnings.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her